Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, it's so good to be back with you. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Mark Walters out one more day. He's back at it for the Monster broadcast on Sunday evening, so make sure to check that one out. But until then, you got me, Andy Hoosier. Great to fill the prescription as well today as we did yesterday. It's great to be back here on Armed American Radio. I love talking the Second Amendment issues like we love to do each and every day. There's a lot of stories, especially going into an election time. You would think that it would calm down a little bit, maybe just a little bit, but no. Never, never. We are rocking it here with Armed American Radio at the GunBroker.com studios, broadcasting live right on the Car Arms of Platinum microphone. And all of it is brought to you right here by X Insurance, which means let's get extreme, baby. We got a lot to get to today. So as we get closer to election time, I don't know how many dorks out there like myself like to talk about the states and the swing states and the opportunities and which states are going to fall, which states are going to go, which are they going to turn blue or red? I don't know if you do the same thing as I do. My wife, she gets so angry with me on election night because I sit there with my graphs and my charts and I say, honey, don't talk to me. And I have the TV and the radio and I have everything going and I follow it and I follow the percentages and the numbers and the stats. And I love to see which direction many states go in, which way they'll swing one way or another. And there are some swing states, and according to the Trump administration, with their internal polling, they say that there's at least seven different outlets or options for them to win this election. Now, that's way more than what they had in 2016, which is why they're feeling extremely confident in this election going into November, because they have so many different ways for them to win this race based on some of these swing states. Now, you ask, Andy, why are you talking about that? Why aren't we talking about Second Amendment issues? I'll explain here right now. The Second Amendment issues are the number one priority, I think, in most of these states. As we look at civil unrest, as we talked about yesterday, there's so many reasons why guns will be the front and center of this election, to the point where they kind of reaffirmed what we had talked about yesterday. According to the latest Breitbart news story, gun sales surge 80% in the seven swing states. The states that could go back and forth, it's a toss-up, which, by the way, are states that are usually not swing states, could be going one way or another. Arizona, Florida, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, along with New Hampshire and North Carolina. I would also throw in there Minnesota, and they mentioned Florida, but at least Minnesota, Pennsylvania, that's in there. Arizona's predominantly a red state. Florida, that's a swing, but I see it going red. Michigan, it went red last time. First time in however long? Yeah. Pennsylvania, that one's going to go red. Wisconsin, that one's going to go red. I would say Minnesota, that one's going to go red. All of them are swinging to the red side. And why? Because people don't like the civil unrest, because the leaders are not handling issues appropriately, and because Donald Trump's brought back manufacturing. He's focused on gun issues. He's reached out to demographics that normally don't get reached out to by the Republican side of the aisle. So all of these states, as they say, swing states, I've been saying that they're going to go red for a while. And I think this just kind of confirms it, don't you? 80%. 80%. Here's the kicker. There's been a 77.9% surge in gun sale growth for all seven swing states. All of them. Now let's ask what's going on. We have civil unrest. We have the defund the police movement. We have concerns about continued civil unrest if Donald Trump gets reelected. We have Democrats telling Joe Biden not to concede if he loses the election. There's so much up in the air right now. And what happens when things go up in the air with most Americans, with most people in the nation? What happens? We cling to our guns and our Bible. We defend our personal property. And we look to that higher power to find some comfort and to find some stability. That's what we do. That's human nature. That's the way we've always been in society. That's what we've always done as a human race, as we cling to our protection and we look towards the higher power to guide us through those crazy times. And if you're not religious, that's cool. I'm not trying to advocate for religion in any way, shape, or form, but that's just the common nature of what happens during times of uncertainty. These times of uncertainty are brought on by a left side of the political aisle that are wanting to cause uncertainty because they want people to look towards the government for those answers, to get rid of your guns, to make yourself vulnerable. And if we're all just completely vulnerable, then we'll just all feel safe. And they don't realize that that's a completely ridiculous, absurd mindset, and it backfires on them each and every time. So let's talk about the seven swing states that actually have a near 80% surge in gun sales right now, and why, and who's buying them. Is it the same person that has all the guns? I'm sure they're going out and buying one. But you got to remember, it's also hunting season, which means it's the fall, which means people are going to be going and getting guns, whether it's a handgun for protection, whether it's a shotgun for hunting, hunting pheasant or rabbit, or whether it's a long rifle to hunt deer or whatever you're trying to get. Doesn't matter. People are out thinking about this issue. 80% surge in gun sales for swing states. If it's an 80% surge, that means either the same few people are buying lots and lots and lots and lots of guns, or it's a widening base of people that are concerned about the issue. Now tell me, if you're seeing a massive increase in gun sales, what's on those people's minds? Oh yeah, probably some type of Second Amendment issue. Probably some form of protection. While civil unrest is going on, and well, it's going on in Michigan. It always goes on in Michigan. A little bit in Florida, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, all these toss-up states that have had civil unrest or threats of civil unrest, people are going out and purchasing firearms. What does that tell you? It tells you they don't like the civil unrest, number one. They don't like the protests going on in their community, number two, and that they're concerned about their own personal safety, which means they're going out and purchasing that gun, number three, which means these states overwhelmingly are prepared to vote Republican. And again, it's not everybody. It is not the telltale sign, but I think it's a huge, big sign in front of us saying, beware, Trump's probably going to win this state, at least to me. And the reason they're doing so is because they're concerned about themselves. I find that fascinating. Now, there are other cases as well that we're seeing right now when it comes to self-defense. We'll talk about in a little bit here this issue in Nebraska. Unfortunately, here in the Mid-America region, and obviously with me being in Kansas, I've been following this issue with James Scurlock and with the shooting of a protester, and it was in the claims of self-defense with their business. And then the individual that was on trial that actually got indicted for the shooting of the black person that was protesting ended up committing suicide because he couldn't handle it any longer. And that just happened over a few days ago. So now they're looking at self-defense laws in the state of Nebraska and what really happened with that. And there's a deeper investigation. I want to look into that and talk about it a little bit here on the show as well, because if we can't protect ourselves, if we can't protect our business, if we can't protect private property, then what the heck's the point? The heck's the point if we can't continue to protect ourselves day in and day out? When we have the real estate going up for sale in Minneapolis because they wanted to defund police, when people are buying firearms, that means they're not okay with this. And the Democrats, again, have stuck themselves between a rock and a hard place because they kind of want to embrace it. They like the civil unrest. They like things going a little shaky. They like to be able to take control when things get shaky. They love the opportunities. At the same time, they don't want to embrace it because it's not very popular right now. So you have Kamala Harris, the 3% approval rated presidential candidate that's now the VP, that's trying to hold this thing together on the Democrat side, saying that she's going to bring the law and order. You have Joe Biden trying to say that he doesn't condone any type of violence or riots or looting, but at the same time, they say that it's justified and that it's okay. You just had Kamala Harris tweet out, remember Breonna Taylor. Don't forget Breonna Taylor. Remember Breonna Taylor. That's while the protests are going on, while people are rioting and looting out in Louisville, Kentucky, while the cops don't know what the heck to do to handle all these situations, while people are starting to sue law enforcement and to sue different cities and different governmental bodies, because if we're going to pay our tax money to keep us safe and you're not keeping me or my business or my community safe, then what the heck's the point? Democrats are self-imploding. So instead, you're going to see more Kyle Rittenhouses, aren't you? You're going to see more people purchasing guns saying, I hope this never comes to fruition, but if it does, I'm prepared, which means safety is on people's minds. Now, there's two things that happen when safety is the number one concern going into an election, is that they vote for the incumbent, not just because it's Donald Trump, not just because it's a Republican, but because it's safe and it's stable because we don't have to worry about a transition of powers. Even if it is peaceful, like they say Donald Trump's not going to do, which is bogus, and I want to try and talk about that a little bit later as well. But they vote for stability. Donald Trump's threatened to use the National Guard. Donald Trump's threatened to send military in to shut some of these down. He's threatened to take care of the issues, but he's allowing the local municipalities to handle the issues, and right now they're not handling the issues. So you know what's going to happen. People are going to be concerned. They're going to purchase a firearm, and they're going to vote for stability. That's what happened after 9/11, is it? And I would consider this almost a 9/11. People are dying. There's destruction in the streets. We're uncertain, and we're scared, which means we're going to keep the same person in power to handle the issue because we don't like to transfer power in a time of distress. It never, ever, ever happens. Another reason why guns are important, and Donald Trump's going to get reelected. We got a lot to get to today. I thought that was kind of fun as we see gun sales skyrocketing all over the place. We'll talk about that and more coming up. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense right here.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest. Derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents. They can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show.
Doobadoop-doo. Welcome back into the show. It is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Andy Hoosier, filling in for the great Mark Walters. I love it. I appreciate every chance I get to be able to fill into the seat here and sit down and talk some Second Amendment issues. To me, it's a blast to be able to talk about some of this because it's so important. And it's funny how everything literally just ties right back into the Second Amendment and your individual freedoms all the time. By the way, if you didn't get to hear, I mean, listen to all those great partners that Mark has on the show all the time. Lead Slinger Whiskey, Pulse TV, My Pillow. I mean, you're rocking it with the My Pillows, Lead Slinger Whiskey. I did get to enjoy a couple weeks ago. And very bueno, muy bueno, very good. GunBroker.com, as we are hanging out here in the GunBroker.com studios. And we are broadcasting right here on the Car Arms Platinum microphone, all brought to you by X Insurance here on Armed American Radio. You can find Mark at armedamericanradio.org. Again, armedamericanradio.org. You can find me online at HoosierReason.com. Again, HoosierReason.com. Go check me out as we enjoy and have some fun on the radio with our show as well. Lots to get to today, of course, with the swing states that are starting to turn more red. We're starting to narrow the polls, which those aren't the accurate polls. Don't listen to them. There's a lot better polls out there other than the national polls, which would be, maybe the internal camp polls. And I know that they're biased to some degree, but at the same time, they're not, because they look a lot deeper than what those national polls do. If you don't know how polls work, they take a small sample of a population and they do a mass calling and they'll see how many people respond to it. And then where those, the problem is, though, is that they don't try to average out and have a happy balance of rural communities and populated city areas and suburbs and inner cities. They don't do that. They try, but they don't get a good representation of. And that's why they're like, oh, yeah, look at that. Joe Biden's winning. Which I know more people are more open to supporting Trump this year compared to 2016 with the flags and the yard signs and everything. But still, a lot of people don't like to enter polls. I've yet to get a phone call survey. I've yet to do that. I haven't gotten one. I get the Republican one, to where the Republican Party, their National Republican Committee, ends up trying to get surveys on members of the voter Republicans to see where we're at with issues and how they should take a stance on their platform. I get those mail-in surveys, but I don't get ones on the phone call for the national. Do you support Donald Trump? Never have, which is sad, because I'd like to do one. Actually, I'd like to be able to put in there and just mess with them and say, no, I want to support Barney. Come on. You know, people do that too. No, I support a third party. Well, who do you support? I support not any of them. I support the brick. One of these days, I'm going to have some fun with that one. All right, let's talk about for a second. I don't know if you've heard this story or not. Obviously, we've been talking about it here in the Mid-America region. But if you're outside of that, it may not ring a bell, or you may just heard a little bit here and there. Here's the latest. So there was the riots that happened in Nebraska. Out of all places, Nebraska, in the middle of the country, there were the protests that went on. And unfortunately, there was an individual that was shot and died, victim James Scurlock. Well, his family hosted a press conference earlier yesterday afternoon and talked about the charges against Jake Gardner, who was a business owner. He was, quote unquote, defending his business when James Scurlock ended up being with other people, went to go ransack it or loot it, and he got shot and died. And James Scurlock, the business owner, was charged for murder, and he got indicted for it just a couple of days ago. And then it was like the end of last week, and early this week, he ended up committing suicide, which is sad and terrible. And the big issue is he was just trying to defend his business. First, was he out there for malicious intent? Now, I don't know the full story. I don't know the investigation or the police reports on this, or the investigation that's been released so far. And there's potential, according to the prosecuting attorney against James Scurlock, the business owner. Not James Scurlock, but Jake Gardner, the business owner, that there was apparently video evidence of him not just defending his business, but looking to confront somebody and hiding around the corner of a business looking to try and cause an issue. Now, I don't know whether that's true or not. But it really brings up a question. Let's take that away for just a second. Number one, you have an individual who has committed suicide for what he says was protecting his own business, which to me means that either you really didn't want to go to prison and you didn't think you'd get caught and you feel guilty about the death, or you feel really angry and helpless because the court system and society has let you down because you tried to defend your business and you got thrown in jail for defending your business and shooting someone who wanted to vandalize and harm your business, which I could see either case. And it breaks my heart to think that we even have a system that would allow something like that to happen. But James Garter, it really brings up the question of self-defense. Do you have the right to defend your home and defend your business? That's what Kyle Rittenhouse is on trial for. Now, the little bit different situation, obviously, he was in the middle of a street. He wasn't at the business where he originally was trying to help defend this car dealership, which I don't know if the same one that got burnt and ransacked or not, but he was out there trying to defend a family business or a business of a friend that owned it and was trying to help them, ended up getting separated, going out into the middle of the street and actually having the shooting. And now that's what's on trial. But when it falls into self-defense, you would think it would be common sense that if you have a property, whether it's your home residential property or your business property, that you have the right to defend that. Now, some say, Andy, just let them ransack it. You can just use the insurance to rebuild and everything will be just hunky-dory. If you're a small business owner in a mom-and-pop shop, you don't have that luxury, do you? You know that. Many of you listening to the program are small business owners, and you realize that if you have a mom-and-pop shop, a little general store, a little gas station, maybe a little home business, if your stuff goes up, you have a little bit of insurance, but it's not enough to cover what you lost. And that's sad. Or you don't have any insurance at all, and it's just, poof, it's gone. And that's sad and scary at the same time. So you're going to do what you have to protect your private property. We have something called the Declaration of Independence, where we have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the right to life, liberty, and property, which is defended throughout the entire Constitution, which means if you have a fear of your small business getting ransacked, you can defend your property. The fact that states don't allow that in some cases or have very weird, wonky laws like the state of Nebraska, apparently, because they here's according to Fox 42 is they talk about some of the self-defense rights in the state of Nebraska is that according to Nebraska state law, deadly force can be justified even if the defendant was actually mistaken about the existence of the danger, which is interesting. However, they say that it's only justified unless you cannot back away from the incident and after you've called law enforcement. The danger has to be immediate, or it has to be immediately necessary for you to defend yourself. So you cannot defend yourself against an attack which may occur sometime later, according to the background in law enforcement, and according to the laws there in the state of Nebraska. If you use a weapon against someone, you should be prepared to justify your actions, and you better be able to articulate it well and work with an attorney. Nebraska law states deadly force can be justified even if the defendant was actually mistaken about the extent of the danger. But they say, according to the prosecutor, that the shooting of Skrlak was not a clear case of self-defense, nor was it justifiable if the actor with the purpose of causing death or serious bodily harm provoked the use of the force against himself in the same encounter. Before you use deadly force, you are required to retreat if you can do so in complete safety. And if that's the law, if you have to retreat in complete safety, does that mean that if you're the only one in your business and they're ransacking your business, if you can flee out the back door, that you have to do that rather than defend your property? I'm not okay with that. And that's not the proper use of the Second Amendment. That's not the proper way to properly defend private property, at least in my opinion. Which means it sounds like Nebraska needs to work on some of their gun reforms and Second Amendment issues. I would say, got to take a break. Bottom of the hour break coming up here for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Lots more coming up. Stay here.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. but in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convoy Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but neck down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Boy, the show goes by so fast. It goes by so fast. Welcome back into the show. It's Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Andy Hoosier, filling in for the great Mark Walters. He's back at it on Sunday night for the Monster Broadcast, which is awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing that one, as he always has the panel discussion. He has a lot of great guests on there, and it's a blast. So make sure to check that one out. Until then, we're just wrapping up a Friday, trying to have a little bit of fun, be a little thought-provoking. A little bit talking about some self-defense issues, because, you know, that's kind of number one, right? The right to privacy, right to private property, right to life. You get to defend yourself. Why do you think that women are the number one demographic growing in the gun industry? Why do you think that the African-American community are the number one demographic growing in the gun industry? Why do you think the NRA was started in the first place? It was because of issues like that. By the way, I want to take a minute to thank all of these awesome partners here on the show. As well, I know Mark does it every day, and it doesn't do him justice. Like, these guys are so awesome with how they partner with Mark, and they partner here on the show, and you guys work with them so well. And you can defend the Second Amendment just by doing your daily things, just by doing your daily routine every day with the Second Amendment Foundation. It's so awesome to join those guys. You want to talk about flipping the Supreme Court and actually being able to fight for constitutional issues, Second Amendment issues at the Supreme Court level? These guys do it every single day. Alan Gottlieb is amazing. Gunbroker, gunbroker.com. You can always check those guys out as we are from the gunbroker.com studios each and every day as well. The Car Arms at Platinum microphone that we're on with Car Arms and Defender Coffee. I need a little Defender Coffee. I'm so excited for the weekend. I am. For the first time in a very long time, I actually don't have a lot going on this weekend. I do, but I don't. It's stuff that I can do because I want to do that as opposed to I need to do it for my job sort of thing. So I'm excited this weekend, and I'm going to be sipping on some Defender Coffee myself throughout the weekend when I get home because I need to get through the rest of the day today and be able to rock through this weekend and get some stuff done. I realize that when you're home and not at work all the time, then the honey-do list gets really, really long. Anybody else? Show of hands. Anybody else have that big honey-do list? When you actually, Sean, bring on the mic here for just a second and answer. Riddle me this. When you're home and you are usually not home, but you have a surprise like, oh, honey, I actually don't have to go in today. Do you actually get to enjoy or does the honey-do list just get like twice as long? Because they're like, great, now you can work on this stuff.
Yeah, my wife's a little different. What she'll do is she'll goat me into like going outside. Like I'll decide I'm gonna cut the grass. By the time it's over with, I've painted the house. I did a flower bed. She just adds stuff on. So I've learned her little tricks. And so now I just like, no.
It starts off with the, honey, let's go have coffee outside and just watch the sunrise. And then it's, oh, you know, the view doesn't look quite right because the paint's starting to peel over here. Oh, you know, the grass is getting a little longer. Oh, the tire looks a little flat. Maybe you should work on that today.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But what she does now is I told her, if you let me know a few days in advance, I'm prepared. If I'm prepared, we're all good, but don't.
Yes.
I don't want to wake up and all of a sudden, oh, we got to go to Costco. For what? Oh, I told you about. No, you didn't.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. And I think maybe you and I are, and maybe most guys are this way as well, is that we have a plan. We have a strategy. We wake up with our schedule already in mind on exactly what we're going to do, how it needs to get done, the time it's going to take. So that way we can get everything done that we need to, so we can afford to actually enjoy a little bit later on. Then when we get home and the honey-do list creates and she's like, oh, by the way, we're going to add so much more to it, then your entire schedule gets screwed up. And that's why they think we get grumpy. It's not because we actually have to do it. It's because we didn't schedule it and plan it in there because we can only do so much. And we already planned out exactly what our schedule was for the day.
Absolutely. That's exactly. Yeah. I had to explain that to her because like you said, you go to bed or you wake up, you're like, okay, I have this ready to do. And we plan like days ahead. And it's like they want to throw a wrench into the spoke to just trip you up.
Now, I am one where I'm kind of a free-flowing kind of guy. I go with the flow, and I can be very adapting. But at the same time, it's like, all right, if I want to actually be able to enjoy and spend some family time or have an adult beverage or some Litzling or whiskey by a certain amount of time, this is the time it takes for me to get all this stuff done, and I can fit this into the schedule. And that's why we get grumpy. Just like, stop it. Stop adding more to it.
Yes.
But what you need to do is you need to say, honey, I'm going to go to the range. And then see what the response is. I don't know.
I would probably come with me.
Well, that's the thing, though. If you get them excited about doing something fun, then sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes you can get them to forget about their projects as well. And you can be like, honey, we're going to go to the range today. It's a surprise. Ta-da! And then she'll be like, oh. And I wonder what the response would be. I'm going to try that this weekend. We'll see how well that works.
You know, I might join you with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's to work on that,
you know,
one.
My wife's from the Philippines, so she's never been to the range.
And
need to take her and let her, you know, have that experience.
She needs that experience. Definitely needs the experience. See, I threw out the idea, and actually I did it on the show about a week or so ago, or a couple weeks ago when I filled in last time, about 2 weeks ago here on Armed American Radio. I asked what the proper age would be for my child to get a firearm, and I got a lot of emails. So all the Armed American Radio listeners, thank you for that. And you can always email me. You can always email mark@armedamericanradio.org. You can email me at HoosierMediaNetwork@gmail.com, and you can shoot me an email as well, because I got a lot of emails from listeners to the show saying, Andy, she's about that age. She's 6 years old, and not to really take her to the range to shoot large firearms, but to get her
her first firearm, her BB gun. I think I'm going to get her a BB gun is kind of the conclusion to this one, and have her start treating it like a firearm, and then take her to the range and we can start practicing. And while we shoot the bigger gun, she can shoot the smaller gun. She can have her goggles and her earplugs in. So that way she's familiar and accustomed to it. She understands the importance of the firearm, and to get her that experience to go out onto the range. So you know what? Now that we've talked about this, I know the plan for my weekend, and I'm going to take our little one out. Little Voice of Reason is what we call her. Is we're going to take Little Voice of Reason out to go shoot a firearm for the first time and get the experience.
You know, that's about the right age. When I was in law enforcement, when my daughter was turned about that age, and I took her out to the range, and I wanted her to understand what this was and what, and this is daddy's, you don't touch it. And she's been very responsible around firearms ever since.
Yeah, it's definitely a good one. And we have the Nerf guns at home. We don't play much with the Nerf guns, but she plays a little bit with the Nerf guns. But then she knows the real gun. She's, you know, we taught her the Eagle program, just the, you know, you don't touch that. That's dad's. You don't mess with it. If it's out, you let mommy and daddy know about it. And she knows that very, very well. And I've done it practice wise as well to set it out and about sometimes and let her see it and then respond. And she's done it absolutely perfect. So now's the time to, okay, now you understand the importance of it. We can take it to the next level and let's have you start understanding this item as a tool and the importance that it actually holds. So I think that's what we're going to do. So, honey, the honey-do list is not going to be done because we're going to be going to the range, and hopefully that didn't screw up her plans. But hey, you know what? By golly, I am the man of the house, and I will make those scheduling decisions when she allows me to do so. Yeah. So anyway, I mean, come on, you're right there with me, right? You're supporting this.
Of course, yeah. I got to, you know.
All right.
You'll be enjoying that, and I'll be watching a boy band in a theater eating a lot of hamburgers.
You know, six in one, half dozen in the other. Seems to work out relatively well. It's almost the same thing. Oh, man. So talking about, and actually that's the way to do it, and this is the way, as we talk about policy and we talk about legislation and self-defense and the importance of that, it is so important, but it's not just important to do that. It's the importance of understanding the background to that and what leads up to these cases. When you're carrying a firearm around with you each and every day, and you have that on your hip, or you have that concealed, or you have it open carry, or you're concerned about a business and you're working, where does that all start? How does that all get there? Where do we get to that point? It starts with people understanding proper use of the firearms and teaching your children and teaching your family and having it around your family, not a foreign thing, not a scary thing. There are so many families that I know of that are just scared to death of the gun. And therefore, they don't want to be anywhere near it. They're scared of it. They don't want their kids around it. They're afraid that people are going to get shot. It's going to accidentally go off. And they don't want anything to do with it. And by creating that type of environment, the fear itself creates them to have a lack of understanding about the firearm. And that's concerning. That's something that we should be concerned about. Because if they don't have a basic understanding, you get to my age with the millennials, or a little bit younger, I guess, when they're in college, and they're calling the police on college because a balloon popped and they thought it was a firearm that was going off. And it's not right, even if they don't like firearms, to understand it, to respect it. Then we can have a discussion about self-defense, because you know what? Now you know how to use it and you want to be able to protect yourself. And right there, baby, that is a beautiful scenario. And I love hearing about it all the time. Got to take a break. One more segment here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey, Mark Walters here. You know, in today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time.
You already know that. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? That's the question. For your personal protection, consider Front Sight, one of the world's premier firearms training facilities located near Las Vegas, Nevada. Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, has arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/mark into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/mark, M-A-R-K. After your first course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. Nobody does it better than Front Sight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/mark.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure, to help prevent you from becoming a target, and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We do this in part by encouraging our law enforcement clients to take the X Insurance See It, Say Something pledge. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing insurance policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. At X Insurance, we believe in good police officers, and we believe in protecting good police officers. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, baby. Welcome back into the show. It is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'm Andy Hoosier, filling in for Mark Walters. One more segment. It's almost all done. And then I have to go away for a while and Mark's back at it, which I know that you're more excited to have him on the program anyway. So that's all right. Welcome back in. And thanks again for hanging out with us today on a Friday in the GunBroker.com studios, all over here on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. All of it encompassed and brought to you by X Insurance. You can also make sure to check out Front Sight as well. And of course, that Defender Coffee and Lead Slinger Whiskey. May have to enjoy some of that while we do the honey-do list and try to avoid the honey-do list over the weekend. I'm just saying, just throwing it out there, trying to find other ways to be like, honey, let's distract you with fun things like shooting guns. That would be way better. To wrap up the show, I know it's kind of a Friday, but to wrap it up in a lighthearted way, what's the best way that you can be lighthearted? To me, because I'm a jerk this way, I find it lighthearted when I find the progressives losing their minds over things. When we do things and they just cringe and they get so angry, like, you know, firing a firearm and defending our rights and using the Second Amendment, or when we change the courts our way and we watch Donald Trump make an announcement. He's going to make an announcement either today or tomorrow when it comes to the Supreme Court justice. Mitch McConnell has already said that he's got the numbers in the bag to be able to confirm and be able to pass through and make this happen before election time, which is very good news because, as we talked about yesterday, the Second Amendment issues are going to be major and all of them are going to be flooding to the Supreme Court and they're going to have some really tough decisions to be making as we
try and actually correct some of the Second Amendment disasters that we've had in this nation. So there's an opinion piece that I thought was pretty hysterical out of the Herald Tribune, heraldtribune.com. A Trump pack to court means more guns, fewer rights, and less health care. For almost everyone in America, life has changed over this year. It's about to change much more. The federal government that resides in our nation's capital has a well-deserved reputation of inefficiency and responses to emergencies. But the upcoming change to the Supreme Court, coupled with the immense changes on how federal agencies have been altered over the last 4 years, will affect the lives of most Americans in ways that they might not have considered. The likelihood of many more 6-3 decisions with conservatives firmly in control has far-reaching ramifications for almost every aspect of life. A majority of Americans want gun control. Okay, this is her opinion, obviously, coming in here, because that's not true. The majority of Americans, according to her, want gun control, environmental protection, civil rights, voting rights, women's rights, worker protection, and fair, affordable health insurance. Now, can we for a second here actually understand a couple of these issues? A majority of Americans want gun control. No, they don't want gun control. That's why you see how many tens of millions of Americans actually owning firearms, why there's so many firearms being sold each and every day. If you believe that the majority of Americans want gun control, you're a fool or you're an ignorant. You could be an ignorant fool, I guess. You could be one or the other or both. It doesn't really matter. But the fact that you don't understand because you live in your own little bubble and your own little world and your own little sounding board and your own little echo chamber, then that means you really don't understand. Environmental protections. Are we talking about activist environmental protections, like, oh, let's just all live in a tiny little city and let the nature run its course, sort of thing, with human population caps and human population control? Is that what we're talking about here? Are we talking about common sense? Don't litter on the ground because that's really bad for the environment. Don't dump garbage into the ocean because we don't want to hurt the fish. I'm for that. I don't know if they realize or not, by the way. I know this is off the Second Amendment issue for just a second. I don't know if they realize or not, but conservatives, gun owners, especially gun owners, we're the conservationists. We like to go out in the woods and not have litter all over the place because it's nature and it's original. We like to be able to go out and go fishing and not have three-eyed fish. I'm just throwing that out there. We're the conservationists. We're the more environmentalists than they are. They want to go out there and go in a little drum circle and cry about a dead rock. We go out there and make sure it's all clean so we can actually enjoy it with our hunting and fishing and recreational activities. That's what we do. So I'm not sure what she's talking about environmental protection. Civil rights? Who doesn't want civil rights? Give me a break. Who doesn't want civil rights? Voting rights. What do you think? We're going to take away voting rights for people? This is the scare. I guess you could call it a pandemic, a scare pandemic from the left, saying that if conservatives get on the courts, then we're going to take away people's rights. We're going to take away their voting rights. We're going to take away women's rights. Apparently, we just want to go back to the Civil War era where people didn't have a voice, or even the revolutionary times, or even before that, when women didn't have a voice. They weren't allowed to own property. They weren't allowed to go voting. Like, they literally think, either it's by fear tactic or by actual belief, that that's where we want them. And that's not true at all. Donald Trump doesn't do that. He's actually nominated more women to head up the departments than any other president in the history of this country. So don't give me this garbage. But obviously they live in an echo chamber, and the whole wanting gun control, wanting civil rights, voting rights, women's rights, worker protections, and fair, affordable health insurance. We want all of those things too, just not the way you want them. Because again, to the left, it's either you have to do it our way or you're against the entire movement. We want worker protections. As in, we want workers to be protected and actually choose where they want to work. We want the right to work. Know those right to work policies? Yeah, you can have the right to do that. We want fair and affordable health insurance. Sure we do. Absolutely. Obamacare is a disaster. Why would we go down that road to solve it when that's what caused a lot of the issues? Let's go back to actually having private markets all over, having more insurance companies pop up, and then you can have choice. Why don't we actually not go after gun manufacturers so you can actually have a choice to decide what kind of firearm you want and how you want to advocate for your Second Amendment? These are all rights that you get to enjoy the government should not infringe upon. So yeah, I believe in all those things, but not in the way she wants. So therefore, we're just the closed-minded bigots, because that's how it's going to change life. A likelihood of many more 6-3 decisions with conservatives firmly in control how far-reaching ramifications for almost every aspect of life. The majority of Americans want gun control, environmental protection, civil rights, voting rights, women's rights, workers' protection, and fair, affordable health insurance. Here's what a Trump-packed Supreme Court will provide, according to the Herald Tribune. Guns will be more prevalent and easier to buy and carry. The Supreme Court already signaled its interpretation that unless Congress acts to restrict guns, the Second Amendment means Americans have the right to possess guns for individual use, not just as part of armed militias. Hold on. I got to read that again because I'm confused now. Here's what the Trump-packed Supreme Court will provide. Guns will be more prevalent and easier to buy and carry. The Supreme Court already signaled its interpretation that unless Congress acts to restrict guns, which is unconstitutional, the Second Amendment means Americans have the right to possess guns for individual use, not just as part of armed militias. The courts already have ruled that gun ownership cannot be restricted in school zones or denied for mental illness. This is how crazy the left is. Could you imagine someone saying that? You're only allowed a firearm if you're in a militia, which they don't like militias anyway, so they want to ban the militias, and then altogether we wouldn't have any firearms. But you're not allowed to, that the Supreme Court signaled that unless Congress restricts it, which they have somehow the right to do so, which they don't, that they somehow have the right to restrict it, that if they don't, people could actually possess guns for individual use and not just as part of an armed militia. And to them, that's terrifying, absolutely terrifying. And to us, I want you to go into a weekend thinking about that and laughing about it, because that's how stupid some people actually act. That's it for me. I'm wrapping up here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. It's always an honor to be able to fill in for the show for Mark. He's back at it on Sunday with the Monster Broadcast. Until then, everybody have a great weekend. He'll be back with you Sunday and Monday. I'm out. Make sure to catch me at HoosierReason.com, and we'll see you on the radio again.
Just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.